With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. Reporting officials are increasingly pessimistic about reaching a deal between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas that would lead to a ceasefire in the Middle East and a release of hostages. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedan Patel says the ceasefire talks must continue.
We fully expect these talks to move forward as they should. And our point of view is that all negotiators should return to the table and bring this deal to conclusion. It is far time for the remaining hostages to be released, which of course include American citizens, and bring relief to the people of Gaza under the deal that is now on the table.
Hamas is especially resistant to Israel's demand that it maintain a lasting military presence in two strategic areas of Gaza after any ceasefire. Those conditions were only made public in recent weeks. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York criminal case. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on this story.
Judge Juan Merchan, in a decision posted Wednesday, declining to step down. This comes as the case heads toward a ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee, arguing Merchan has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and campaigns, including Vice President Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential run. Last year, a state court ethics panel said Merchan could continue on the case. Julie Walker, New York.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a proposal that would let local police make arrests near the state's border with Mexico will appear on the November 5th ballot for voters to decide. The ballot proposal would make it a state crime for people to cross the Arizona-Mexico border anywhere except a port of entry. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rolo says, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. But the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit's one of two in Maine, focusing on the collision between federal and state law. The Supreme Court has already ruled that Maine cannot discriminate against religious schools in providing tuition assistance. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
But stocks ticked higher after the latest update on inflation came in almost exactly as economists expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, coming off one of its best days of the year. The Dow added 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite ended basically flat. Treasury yields were steady after the U.S. government said consumers paid prices for food, gasoline, and other things last month that were 2.9% higher than a year earlier. The data should keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut its main interest rate in September. The Dow was up 242 points today to close at 40,008. The Nasdaq added 5 points to 17,192. The S&P 500 gained 20 points, finishing at 54.55. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.